Well, happy Monday to you. Welcome back to the DriveCast. My name's Dean. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus as the lead pastor. I'm grateful that you carve out time with us during the week to consider God's word and take the time to pray. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Labels, looking at the Gospel of Luke. I'm talking about this reality that we want to push back against the darkness. We want to push back against our own hearts that would slot us into categories, push us into identities that are not true. And rather, we said the gospel calls us to a life that's above labels, and we don't want these labeled categories to somehow become our limits. And so the label that we talked about this past week, we got a little bit out of order at the Lewis Center campus just because of a date that's coming up. So the label we pushed back on was the label of complexity. It's this idea that I'm not smart enough to understand the Bible. I'm not smart enough to understand what God's trying to say to me. And the reality that we talked about is that really it's the condition of your heart that determines the impact of your life. We looked at Luke chapter 8. We looked at the parable of the soils, right? There are three different things there that are kind of wrong options as Jesus talks about that parable. One is path. It's a hardened heart. It's a heart that's trampled. It's a heart that just isn't resistant to the word. So, and this is typically characterized, I think, in people who see the worst in others, people who are cynical, critical, bitter all the time. And it affects all of us seasonally. But if that's more systemic of your life, more characteristic of your life in general, sometimes that can be. The second one is rocky soil. And these are people who get emotionally connected to the gospel, people who spring up, who are maybe sometimes super passionate, but there's not a length to their spiritual lives. There's not a long arc, but it's more like a short, shortened fuse. So things look great for a little while, but then there's wilting. The third one is really good soil. It's just that when it comes up, it's choked out by the cares and distractions of the world. Jesus called that thorny soil. So these are those of us who struggle with hurry sickness. Carl Jung said, hurry is not of the devil. It is the devil. Jesus was often busy, but never in a hurry. Hurry is a sickness of soul, and that you and I need to ruthlessly eliminate hurry from our lives. Now, the fourth kind of soil is good soil. That's the only way Jesus refers to it. Just good. Seeds go on in and down, and because of that, they grow back up. It's not hardened, so the seed can get into the soil. The seed, Jesus says, is the word of God, and it can go in, and not just in, but it can go down. There's depth because there's no rocks. And it can go down and it can come up. It can grow up in a healthy way because there aren't thorns there to impede it. So we talked about three different ways to practically apply the parable of the sower. And those three ways were, first of all, daily. That's why we're reading through the Gospel of Luke together. And we celebrated on Sunday the fact that we've all done it, right? We've made it to the end of the Gospel of Luke. And that's okay if you haven't, because the second word is not daily, but it's prayerfully. So we've got a phase two. We're going to go all the way back to the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, and then we're going to start praying it together. So those conclusions that you've already written down, we're going to now pray them up. So we're going to continue to put our prayers out there on social media to encourage one another, and you put as much as you want or as little as you want, but just to remind us to pray. So that's daily, it's prayerfully, and then the third one is repeatedly. We're asking all of our church to set a reminder either on your phone or on your watch or whatever it is you have. Set a reminder at 10:02 every day. We're going to pray Luke 10:2, the prayer that Jesus commanded us to pray, that the Lord of the harvest, that we would pray the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into his harvest, because we believe that you'll become the answer to your prayers. And we are doing everything we can to help us in this process. There are six folks from across all of our campuses, five or six who have shot videos, who have kind of said, hey, here's how my devotional life, what my devotional life looks like. You can find those on social media or on lifepointohio.com/blog. And there's every different kind of personality on there, from artistic personalities to more disciplined personalities. And man, I hope you'll find those healthy because we have a Savior who, he's walked our roads. He was buried beneath our rocks. He was subject to a crown of thorns. All of those things Jesus fought against. He pushed back against darkness. And because of that, we can hear from God's word and learn how to be and know what to do. I'm going to pray that reality into our lives, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. Father, as we begin our day today, we do it with the word, but not just for information purposes, not just to intake more information, but God, we want to apply it. We want your spirit to make it real and applicable in our lives, God, in ways that we know how to be with you. And because of that, then we know what to do for you. So God, I pray you'll help us to be those kinds of people today. I pray for everyone who's with us today on the Drivecast, God, that they would have a sense of your presence and your nearness. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Now you take the opportunity to pray that reality into your day and into your week. Hope to see you next Sunday.